Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. I'm Ken Graham right here in our operations area looking at the NHC clock. It's 11 o'clock Eastern, 10 o'clock Central, the official update for Hurricane Michael. We do have some new information coming out. We just received a report just a little bit ago, Apalachicola receiving a wind gust at 72 miles an hour. So we're constantly updating this forecast based on the radar, based on the observations, and also we have the NOAA and the Air Force hurricane hunters out there. We are 145 miles an hour, very strong system continuing 60 miles southwest of Panama City. Movement now north-northwest at 14 miles an hour as we were expecting. So take a look at this. The center of Michael getting closer and closer to the coast. But if you think about it, even in these rain bands as we're receiving wind gusts over 70 miles an hour, so it's really important not to just focus on this center. Look outside of that. Look at these rain bands where you can get some of these tornadoes and the dangerous winds from this storm. So if you think about it, the latest hurricane force winds extending 45 miles out from the center, that is a very dangerous place to be, and that is getting really close as we continue to move towards the Panama City area, Mexico Beach, Apalachicola. Any one of those areas is going to receive the intense winds from this inner eye wall. And continuing, you're going to have places inland as well, Tallahassee, and then eventually getting into Georgia with some of these damaging winds. So let's look at that forecast. So think about it. We're still a hurricane really into places in Georgia. So a lot of trees. We're talking incredible winds. You're talking about the rainfall of the tree damage, structural damage, incredibly dangerous hurricane, life-threatening situation with this. So you're looking at continuing even as a tropical storm further into Georgia and the Carolinas. And think about it, tropical storm warnings even up for the Carolina coast as the rotation around this could bring some onshore flow. So just a large system with time. So some of those impacts, look at this rainfall, 6 to 10 inches of rain, 4 to 6 all the way inwards. So think about the winds I was talking about and how far those hurricane force winds extend. You're going to see a lot of trees. A lot of damage. And think about the size. With the latest update, we have the tropical storm force winds 175 miles from that center. So once we look at this, right along the core on the right-hand side, the rain. But don't forget, you could be well away from that center and get a lot of these rain bands, and that's where you could expect that tornado threat. We have been watching the storm surge threat. The updates are continuing with some of these values. And think about this, 9 to 14 feet, that is above ground. That is inundation. And that's not including the waves. The waves could be a few feet on top of that. So we were looking at Tyndall Air Force Base over to the Osceola River, the potential of 9 to 14 feet and 6 to 9 feet, somewhat even along the center over towards Destin, Panama City. And look at this. You look at Spring Hill, 4 to 6 feet, and as far away as Tampa Bay, 2 to 4 feet. So incredible dangerous situation when it comes to not only the winds but the storm surge and all the rainfall. And it's not just along the coast. We've been talking about this for the last several days. You get water inundating these barrier islands, and as these strong winds continue to push in, this water pushes well inland. These red areas, that's greater than 9 foot of storm surge. So each one of these rivers, you could be well inland and still receive the dangers from this storm surge. So this is the latest information, very dangerous hurricane, life-threatening situation, and the latest updates will continue to update everybody. This has been Ken Graham here at the National Hurricane Center.